views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and at transformationtalkradio.com. And also on transformationradio.fm. So the energetic shifts are still accessible through HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. And it's my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in if you would like to shift a challenge into a possibility. And we love to hear from you. So feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. Today I'm so happy. This is the best way to start the morning to have Mr. Leroy Maloof on the show. He's a powerful life, business, and energy coach who teaches others to take charge of their own health and well-being. And he is committed to assisting clients in creating significant breakthroughs and sustainable improvements in their lives. Leroy works with clients in person and on the phone via Skype for individual sessions, and he also teaches the Positive Power of Being Neutral teleseminar. He's the founder of Energetic Wellbeing Process, author of Knowing and Living Your Purpose, and also author of his new book, which is Awake, Refreshed, and Energized. So, Leroy, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you.
I already feel awake, refreshed, and energized. Just hearing your voice.
That's probably what I do every morning.
So it's a pleasure to have you on the show. And, you know, like, Leroy, you're always, like, what I love about you is you're always looking at new ways to do things, never ever totally satisfied with the 100%, unless you have, you know, that extra edge. And so you've come across some information that you have found to be really beneficial. And you said you wanted to share that on the show. So I'm just going to give you the floor. We do have some callers. We'll take these calls after the first break here. But, you know, go ahead, Leroy. Tell us what you just found out.
Okay. Well, in September, I was on a panel and gave a workshop at the Canadian Energy Psychology Group, and it was up in Halifax. And I heard this Dr. Bingston speak, and it sounded like he was turning the world upside down. So he said he was giving a workshop in Chicago on October 7th. So I immediately signed up and went to hear his talk. And it was extremely interesting because he is a sociologist that got into working to cure mice of cancer. And he has demonstrated, you know, with well-designed experiments numerous times, the healing of cancer. I mean, really large cancers in mice, and they do it not only like they'll have a couple of cages. Well, they'll have six cages, say, and they'll work on two of them, and not only do the two cages get healed, but the other four cages they didn't work on get healed, and the control mice that are some distance away get healed. So amazing stuff was happening. And he's done this work with humans as well. Well, he taught us what he calls cycling. Now, it's really interesting because he started off saying, okay, write on a page 20 things of what you want. Well, people were kind of stunned and thought, well, I can maybe write four and all that kind of stuff. Well, eventually, I mean, he just kept after us till we had 20 things. And he said, now make them measurable. Well, for example, I had one, I want the wonderful relationship with my wife to continue. And he said, that's not measurable. I said, okay. Well, we had our 63rd anniversary in June. I'm celebrating our 80th anniversary. It says, cool, that's measurable. And when you've done that one, you can then have your goal be the 90th. Well, so all these 20 things then had either a symbol or a word to capture them. Mm-hmm. And then he said, now scan down through them. So, you look down through the 20. And he said, okay, we're going to do it faster. And he had this little drum. And he kept hitting the drum faster and faster, scan down through. He said, you don't have time to focus on each one now. You know what it is. And finally, he said, you need a gimmick. And the person, like he said, one person said, well, I'm thinking of railroad ties and I'm on this train and they're going by really fast. And he said, well, remember when we used to have film loops and you would crank it? I said, well, I'm kind of thinking of a Ferris wheel with each one of these on the Ferris wheel and it's going around faster and faster. Well, then he said, no, make it faster. So what I got to is imagining that there is a Ferris wheel, a tiny Ferris wheel in every cell in my body and in every bacteria in my body. And they are rotating at a huge rate. So I am reinforcing what I want millions of times a second. So he says, keep cycling. When you're doing anything else, keep cycling.
That's beautiful. That's brilliant.
it is. I mean, you are reinforcing what you want without even realizing it. And what I do is I cycle. And now what that also does is if you want to do healing in addition, then you keep cycling and then you just get the intention to help people get well at the same time. And what I found is that as you cycle more and more, I actually notice myself and others, our consciousness expanding without even trying it, if you see what I mean.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. So you the energy is just gaining momentum.
Yes. And by the way, he has a book called The Energy Cure. And in this book, he describes this approach to cycling. I also have a handout that they handed out and got permission to reproduce because you said, teach people to cycle, teach your clients to cycle. So there's tools that can guide people. Sometimes when people see this, it feels pretty formidable. But, if you just break it down and say, okay, and by the way, as we were first doing this, we'd have a sheet and you'd say, okay, tear it up. Now do it again. So it got you to really keep focusing on what do you really want.
Yeah, that's cool. I really like that. And so, this cycling energy is something that people do anyway. You may as well cycle it in a good way. I love it.
Well, now then the additional thing, since you can...
We just got to take a quick break here.
Okay.
But then when you come back, we're going to talk to you about it. And we have a few people waiting to call in here also. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan. And my guest today, Leroy Maloof, will be right back right after this short break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, wellbeing.
1230 WBLQ.
We are back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Leroy Maloof. And we also have a special caller calling in right now. Pat, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, it's a great show, and I love that exercise. I just wanted to call in to let you know that after doing my show yesterday, the response from people was overwhelming. But as a result, I believe, of the energy and the shifting that you did, one of my own salespeople quit. And I thought to myself, perfect, because it was exactly like you were talking about. Folks are struggling to find their own value. And therefore, if they have jobs like that, they're struggling to ask for the value of the worth that is truly theirs. And you went through this so brilliantly and beautifully. I just thought how interesting this is. And, you know, the way that that unfolded, I believe, is a win-win for everyone. If you're struggling in your life and you don't feel you're of value, it's hard to be out in the world. And whatever you did to shift some things, whatever we did with the dragon cards, well, I got to tell you, it worked.
I love it. And we're going to strengthen that. And, you know, Pat, you asked me to host your show on December 27th.
Yes.
And Leroy is going to be on that show. So here, Leroy, Pat, Leroy.
Hello, Pat.
Hi, Leroy. And, you know, I love what you all are talking about here today, because people are hungry, hungry for tools. I don't really believe we're living in a universe now where people are complacent, where they're settling. I think that what's happening, and we are experiencing here, and I shared this with you yesterday, out of the blue, one of our programmers from 2009, the gentleman that literally built Transformation Talk Radio, popped up, all of a sudden popped up. And he's the angel that's popped up again to help us accelerate our technology. So I hope that you both continue the dialogue that you're having, because people are listening. They're getting it. They want to learn. They want to change. They want to know, how do I do this? How do I manifest this? And how do I let go of what doesn't serve me? And I think this was a demonstration, Colette, right? What do you think?
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. I just am glad that you're, when you say that someone, we worked on it yesterday, and I'm just getting that this is the best thing for her at this time, the best thing for you, and the best thing for the entire situation. And that's what, like, Leroy and I have been working together for, I don't know, Leroy, 7 years now.
Yeah.
And we went to Egypt together, and, you know, I just love it. I just love it. And I want to say that this is like a really special day for me to be able to be with the two of you on one call on my radio show, because you're two of my favorite people to work with.
speaking of tools, by the way, that relates to this work I was describing as well. Yeah. He said he had people from all over the world calling, asking him to help them with cancer. And what he ended up doing was taking bats of cotton and charging them with healing energy and sending them off to people, and they worked.
I love it.
And so I've taken a bunch of my wife raises animals, and we still have about 8 sheep, and they're sheared, and she washes this wool, cleans it, and I've been charging this wool. And a colleague said, I have this friend in California with cancer. Would you send her some wool? So I just sent her off a bunch of bats of wool yesterday.
I love that.
Oh, I love
it's
it.
Beautiful.
You guys are really fabulous. I want to thank you both. And I don't want to take up the listeners' time. But if you're tuning into this show, let me just say to everybody out there, what's going on right here today with The Truth Is Funny, with Colette, with all of the folks that she brings on, with Leroy, this is the solution that millions are waiting for. So you guys, I'm going to listen to your show. You're fabulous. And let's rock on so other people can call in, because if they're like me, they're saying, I'm waiting and I'm ready for the miracle, Colette. All right, you guys have a great one.
Thank you for calling in, Pat.
You bet.
Thanks, Pat.
Anytime. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
All right. And Leroy, I'm just going to get you, because I don't want to forget, you know, radio time goes by really fast. Can you just share your contact information and, you know, the information about how to purchase your books?
All right. Okay. My website is Energetic Wellbeing. That's all one word, energeticwellbeing.com. The short version is EWB as in boy, P as in Paul.com. That's the first initials for Energetic Wellbeing Process. And my phone is 508-375-6452.
Beautiful. So we do have some callers that have been patiently waiting. We have Kathleen from Minneapolis. Are you there, Kathleen?
Hi, yes, I am.
Hi. What
Thank
can
so
Leroy and I do
my
with
call.
You today?
I do have a question, but now I'm also wondering, I have a friend that has had a long time struggle with cancer, and I'm wondering if there's any extra wool available. That has to be my priority over the question, and then I can get to the question.
If you will email info, I-N-F-O, at EWBP.com and send us the information, we can send her some wool. Now, we've been figuring out whether we have to figure out a charge for this, because it takes some time and effort to do it. And we haven't quite figured that out yet, but it won't be very high.
Great, thank you. I really appreciate that.
And I just have to say, Leroy, you know me, I gave up my TV 10 years ago. And I felt compelled to watch the movie Babe, you know, yeah. about the pig with the sheep. Yeah. Now I know why. And Will was so patient. He watched it twice with me, two nights in a row. Like, you know, but I love that movie. It's one of my favorite movies. And then, you know, so anyway, Kathleen, I just wanted to, I'm just laughing because when you have a connection with people energetically and you're like, what's with all of a sudden I want to watch about these sheep, you know, now I know why. So, Kathleen, what else can we do for you?
Well, I'm calling in about my relationship. We're very good friends and we're very spiritually aligned. And I feel like he takes me for granted. And I'm wondering if that can be improved.
So if you think about being taken for granted by this person, on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like you really, really, it sucks, you know, to 0 neutral, where are you?
An 8.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Leroy?
Kathleen, I'd like to check a couple of things between you two. First of all, I'm going to check for a positive energy flow between you and him. And it feels okay. like there is one. And then I'm going to check for a positive energy flow from him to you. And yes, it feels like. So now I'm going to pose 4 questions to each one of you. For you, I'm going to say you love him. That's a yes. You like him. I get a yes. You want to be with him. I get a yes. You believe you can work things out. I get another yes. Well, I'm going to check him. He okay. loves you. Yes. He likes you. Yes. He wants to be with you. I'm getting a no. He believes you can work things out. I'm getting a no. I think the thing to focus on is why he doesn't believe things can work out. And it feels like, because he feels like he's been burned about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times before, we need to get him neutral to always being burned in relationships, always being betrayed, never followed through with love. And let's get him neutral to that. And then let's get him neutral to relationships where he's in love, always working out beautifully. We need to get him neutral to that. And then let's check his answers again. He wants to be with you. Yes. He believes you can work things out. I get a yes now.
Yeah. Wow. How do you feel right now, Kathleen?
I was just processing what Leroy was getting, and that sounded accurate. Mm-hmm. But
and if you were to give me a number, Leroy was talking, what came up for me is mm-hmm. that he's been burned.
Right.
Is that, you know, it's kind of like he's got a nervousness to hang out with a witch like you.
Okay.
It's coming up like past life experiences, you know, of persecution, you know, sex, freedom, slavery, issues around prostitution, et cetera, which a lot of people have, but it's kind of like coming up, witch burning is what's coming up. So just strengthening all experiences, any lifetimes that you've had together, I'm getting that that's kind of like why the not being able to work it out part is coming up, mm-hmm. was coming up weak to begin with. That was the energetic weakness is that past lifetime experiences with you that didn't go so well.
Oh, okay. Well, we have had a lot of lifetimes together.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess that goes both ways where we've both had positive and not so favorable situations together.
Yeah, it's not about positive or negative. It just came up as weak, that's all. And so it's no judgment there. So we just strengthen. But like, I'd like to ask you what number you're at now.
It feels like a 6.
Leroy?
Now, when you're measuring a 6, what does that 6 mean to you? Can you describe that?
No, because I actually feel a lot of energies moving around. So I think everything's processing that you did, and it probably hasn't completed yet.
That's what I'm getting. So we're just going to, we have quite a few callers on. So we're just going to leave it at this, because I'm getting that you're actually slipping down from a 2 to a 1 to 0 by the end of this radio show. And you can email either Leroy or me at info@thetruthisfunny.com, or Leroy, how can she reach you?
Info at e W, B as in boy, P as in Paul.com.
All right.
Thank you,
so
thank you so much
for thank you so much for calling in. I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, at T-A-I-L-S, talesfromthevector.com, if you're interested in my energy correcting cards and paintings. And I've got a special on for the holiday season right now, 20% off energy correcting cards and 10% off paintings. So for more information for the Energetic Upgrade online program, you can go to energeticupgrade.com, and you can find me on social media at The Truth is Funny with Colette. We'll be right back after this short break. 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
You, yes, you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty, because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Leroy Malouf with me today, and we have callers waiting patiently here to have some energy shifted. We have Rudolph from San Francisco, not to be mistaken with Rudolph from the North Pole. Rudolph, are you there?
Yes, good morning. How are you? I'm here.
Good, good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing well, I should say. And hello, okay. Leroy.
Yeah, Leroy is, Leroy, you're always pretty much like when I connect with you on the good side.
Rudolph, when I'm checking your central core energy, I'm only getting about 30%. Have you been feeling tired recently?
I've had sort of a fibromyalgia-like condition all my life.
What would help you is, just from a daily viewpoint. Now, for example, I'm 84 years old now. I get my energy to 100% every day. And sometimes I check it out during the day to be sure it's there. So what I want you to do, and I'm going to suggest to the other listeners as well, is that you just touch the top of your head, just briefly touch it to locate it in space. And now focus on a strong central core right down through the middle of your body, full of energy and strength and light and love. That got you up to about 75. There's still some weakness kind of at throat level and at the base of your spine. Can you reach back and rub up the base of your spine 3 or 4, 5 times?
The base of my spine, okay.
Yeah, and back, just reach back, rub up and down about 4 or 5 inches up and down.
Okay.
You see, that feels really good too. So let's see, 78, 85, 90. We've got your central core energy up to 90. There's still some weakness in your throat. So just pretend you've got the zipper jacket on and move your hand up and down in front of your throat. We just want to just bring some energy to there. Okay, your central core is at 100 now. So what are you noticing now?
Nothing perceptible.
Okay. Now what we did won't necessarily cure the root causes for the fibromyalgia, but what it will do is help you be strong every day. In terms of fibromyalgia, one of the things that feels like it's accelerating that is you're buying into aging and degeneration. Does that make any sense?
No.
It's funny. Your energy is weak for that.
I never think about that.
Well, that's okay. Let's just take any hint of weakness or ongoing weakness. Let's just clear that away.
Mm-hmm. And what I'm picking up here is a weakness in the sternum that is weakening so if you rub on the sternum there. And get that kind of the energy moving there. I'm getting there's a weakness from the tip of your tailbone to your sternum to the top of your head. And so we want to strengthen that in all directions. It's coming up a weakness that it's causing a weakness from the front to the back and the back to the front. And so of your body and also of standing up front is what's coming up weak here. And fibromyalgia is quite often what I call the disease of not being able to say yes to yourself, but saying yes to everybody else. And it's like the weakness is just kind of like a bending over backwards to please people. And so we just strengthen you to that you're balanced. It's coming up from front to back for me. So I just want to ask you, if you think about, we didn't get a number from you when we started here, but Has this changed at all for you? Like, I'm getting this is more like not about the physical happenings in your body, but more about your feeling about the possibility of stepping into health more fully.
Well, I don't get anything perceptible, but having connected with you and Leroy certainly is helpful, and it's something I've wanted to do for a long time, and. I've tried to work on myself doing this. I learned the UN method since 1999, and I went through the advanced level, but I never got it to work for me, and I couldn't get it to work for anybody else. And I've talked about it all the time, and I've tried to do it on a daily basis and tried to improve and to see if I could get any perceptible
Well, what comes up when you say that is you understand that Leroy and I both were teachers of that method at one point, and then there's mm-hmm. a certain point where everybody, like, it doesn't matter what methods you use, like in the methodologies or like the different alternative healing methods that are out there.
What matters is
that you start to use it in your own way, coming from your mm-hmm. heart. And so we want to strengthen that so that, like, you're giving yourself permission to take information that you take in and allowing yourself to use it in your own unique way. Leroy, what do you have to say about this?
We want to also strengthen your Rudolph for alignment and balance. So we're going to go inside your head and strengthen left to right and right to left, top to bottom to top, front to back, back to front, inner to outer to inner, and beyond inner to outer, beyond outer to inner. And we also want to strengthen you for being far beyond knowing and not knowing, and then apply all that to your central nervous system and your peripheral nervous system.
How does that feel?
Well, I don't have a perceptible feeling, but it certainly sounds really good. And I'm tempted to say it feels great, but I'm not sure I'm actually feeling.
But I'm noticing better energy all the way down into your legs and into your feet and into your hands.
Oh, excellent.
Actually, anyone listening in right now can tell from the difference in your voice.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And so we're just going to strengthen this for you. And you know, feel free to let us know. Just sort of notice what you're telling mm-hmm. yourself throughout your daily routine and your day. And then, you mm-hmm. know, if you want, get back to us. Call in again next week and we'll see where you're at.
Okay. All right.
Also, Rudolph, if you give me a call, I can help you with some clues about how to make some of that stuff work for you.
Okay. Should I give you a phone call or email?
Either one.
Okay.
508-375-6452 or info@ewbp.com.
Excellent.
There you go, okay. Rudolph.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate this.
Oh, you're welcome. That's Leroy, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm currently battling with a 2-year duration of a nasal congestion after a long flu, and it's not like rhinitis that I'm constantly, my nose is running. It's just that, like, every half hour or so I have to blow my nose because it's so congested.
Yeah, your nose is about your self-identity. And so when I joked about Rudolph, you know, from the North uh-huh. Pole, I was perceiving, I was actually perceiving a weakness in your nose.
Oh, you were.
And this is about self-identity.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that's just the way it came up for me. And so we just strengthen uh-huh. that you could let go. See, it's kind of like you're letting go of this grief, this spiritual grief is what I'm getting. And a lot mm-hmm. of people are on the planet right now. So I'm just getting, like, even uh-huh. you can tell this, like, both Leroy and I, you know, I haven't been to a movie in 10 years, and Leroy and I both just happened to go to see Doctor Strange last week.
Oh, that sounds.
You know, at a theater. Uh-huh. And so the whole collective consciousness is opening up to the possibilities of energy work. And so mm-hmm. we just strengthen you to that. You've been studying it. You've been playing with it. You've been dabbling with it. Now it's time mm-hmm. for you to change your, it's coming up, just change your identity, you know,
from this person
who can't do it to a person who can. That's mm-hmm. all.
Let me mention one more thing. You see, mm-hmm. The way Dr. Ewan teaches is just to demonstrate. What Colette and I do is actually teach you how to do the work. And for example, a colleague and I just put the Positive Power of Being Neutral workshop as an online course on udemy.com, U-D-E-M-Y.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
if you go to something like that that's designed to help you to learn, that'll make mm-hmm. a difference.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And like that's why, you know, like Mark Hettenbeck and I worked on the Energetic Upgrade, like the EUP online program. It has all these
tools,
hope to get that. You know, that we can talk
about.
Hope to
get that
and
soon.
So this is like anything. It's like we all know how to do this, but we have to put it into practice, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Anything you do in life, the more you do it, usually generally the faster, the sharper, the quicker you get. We do have to go for a quick break, and we have a couple more callers. So we're just going to take a quick break right now. And I want to thank you, Rudolph, for calling in. And we'll be right back after this short break and make some more shift happen.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seatbelts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny, and I've got the fabulous Leroy Maloof here with me today. And, you know, we are taking calls right now. We were just working with Rudolph, and I just wanted to say that, you know, we were mentioning the Yuen Method and Cam Yuen, and I just wanted to say that this man is a genius, and sometimes genius is not that easy to explain. And yeah. Leroy and I are just stubborn enough. I said to him, we're just stubborn enough that we kept going for years and years and years and years until we got it, you know. And we all pick up this information in different ways. And, you know, I'm eternally grateful to Cam Yuen for all his beautiful work. And as I said, we're all going to, we have to understand that we are putting this into practice in our own way. And when we do that from our heart and we take all the skills that we've managed to accumulate from this journey that we call life, you know, we're all going to be different. Like Leroy's an 84-year-old man that lives in the United States, and he's been a pilot, and he's highly educated at MIT. He's an engineer. He's, you know, like a million things if you read his resume. And I also am, but not from that perspective. I am a, you know, I was a housewife from Saskatchewan and a mom, and, you know, like, so we all have, but we all have these abilities, these different skills, and we apply these in our everyday life energetically. And that's how we make our lives better. And we can share that with the people around us. What do you think about that, Leroy?
Well, I will affirm again, I'm forever grateful to Cam for what I learned from him. It was just absolutely amazing. And then, as you say, you and I have been very stubborn in making sure that we can help people learn this for themselves. And mm-hmm. so, you know, I want to help people clear themselves and also to learn how to do it, so they can help not only themselves, but others.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, having said that, we're going to take the call now from Margaret from Canada. Margaret, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, where in Canada Hello. Are you from?
Alberta.
Oh, right. Okay, so what can Leroy and I do for you today?
It's actually more probably for my daughter. She's a very athletic teenager who doesn't care for her injuries to the point where it's like, yeah, she won't let anyone help her. So I don't know how to strengthen her. Like, I've tried everything.
How old is she?
16.
Okay. All right. So we're just going to, Leroy, I just want to get a baseline. When you think about how she won't let people help her, how does that 0 to 10, 10 being, oh, it's really bothering you. Where are you at on that
scale? For me? Oh, probably close to a 10.
Okay. Leroy?
Because we offer a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like treatments. So.
Okay. All right. Leroy?
Well, Margaret, we need to get you neutral to everything she says, thinks, or does. So you're not neutral to that. And to everything she doesn't say, think, or do. So what's the worst thing that can happen if you don't get neutral to where she is?
Well, she won't be able to do what she loves.
And what's worse than that?
Well, so, you know, she'll have to deal with
it. In a way,
it,
what's worse is you're going to push her away, or she's going to rebel.
Mm-hmm.
And what's worse than that?
I don't know. Nothing, I guess.
Well, we need to get you neutral. Remember, every single thing that bothers us, no matter how big or how small, our energy goes weak to. So every time you focus on her and say she won't take help, we try to offer and so on, your energy is going weak. So you're coming to her from a weak place. Mm-hmm. And you need to be totally neutral to whatever happens to her, whatever she decides, whatever she doesn't decide, and then you will be in a better place of supporting her, which is what you desperately want to do. Am I making any sense to you?
Yeah.
The number one weakness for any child is a mother's worry.
I know.
So, you know, I would reject your treatment also if I was her. So, because your treatment isn't very effective because you're worrying about her and you're passing mm-hmm. that worry on to her every time that you have a thought. So we're going to strengthen you. You know, that's what, like, why I called my book, you know, Stuff You Wish Your Mom Had Known to Tell You. Like, if I had known what I know now back when I was raising my daughters, when they were really little, oh, it would have been so much mm-hmm. easier, you know. But this is about, like, this is actually coming up. What happened to you when you were 16?
And by the 16? Way, your energy's weak for that, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't have to tell us. But mm-hmm. you can understand that, like, okay, right there, you know, sweet 16, never been kissed, or being kissed too much. It's coming up. So we're just going to... So, and you know, when you kiss people's butts, like you are your daughter's right now, she's smart enough. She's going to mm-hmm. take advantage of it.
Yeah.
You know, like, think about it. So we're just going to strengthen you to this. And when you realize right now that all you would really need to do is stop worrying and just like Leroy said, you know, go to your core, you know, your magic line, your, you know, that inner strength you have. And every time you have a thought about your daughter and you find it leaning towards worry, think about her and view her in all her glory. Beautiful, you know, happy, healthy, doing everything she loves with joy, and strengthen that. And so we're just going to like so that you just start catching yourself. See, that's why like I created the energy correcting cards, because I have one there called Mother
Load. And I have them.
Oh, you do? Okay. So take the Mother Load and put it with a photograph of her. That's why the cards are coming up. Put it with a photograph of her with the intention that every time you think of your daughter, it's going to remind you when you see that, that you are going to not worry about her. You're going to strengthen her. Thanks. And you're going to let go of the sadness that you have around the time that you were 16.
Yeah.
So when you get to that, when you think about it now and you feel it, what number are you at?
Six.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Leroy, what, you know, cause we're running out of time here on radio time, not in real time, just so you know.
Yeah, I know.
It feels like you feel like you don't have a leg to stand on. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we need to get you neutral to having no standing with your daughter ever, and always her loving and adoring and listening to you. But you need to be totally neutral. We need to strengthen you so no more, not over guarding, over protecting, over worrying, over mothering, over nurturing. We want to delete all that. And have you just stand strong with her, as Colette was describing.
Yeah. How does it feel now? Does it feel the same? Does it feel different?
Feels a little different. Yeah.
Okay.
To me, I know I'm saying three, but yet I still feel
there's still something
I
there,
guess when
right?
She's in pain and she's complaining to me, but yet
what part of her body is in pain?
Right now, low back.
Okay. So, you know, but it's actually coming from her left calf on the outside. I'm getting above her ankle. So we're just going to strengthen that on a physical level, whatever that is.
Too.
And strengthen you, like just to start really doing this, like really apply yourself to quit worrying about her.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have to go because we only have about a minute left. And I just wanted to say thank you to the callers who did call in and didn't get on the show. Those energetic shifts are available through the Higher Self Network. So you still are going to feel them, and feel free to call in next week. Leroy, we've got about a minute here. What would you like to share with us before you go?
I want to share with everybody to get your midline strong every day. In my first book, Knowing and Living Your Purpose, I spent a whole chapter on that because it's so important to keep focusing on making yourself strong.
Thank you, Leroy. Thank you for being strong and for being you.
Thank you. And thank you for having me, Colette.
and thank you for being so stubborn. I bet you haven't heard that before.
Well, only from my wife. And she's accurate.
Well, of course she is. You've been married to her for 63 years. That's your secret. She's accurate even when she isn't.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Dr. Pat, also for calling in. And Brian, thank you for producing the show. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
Thank you, Colette. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.